Vayter in Shas. We are in Masechet Zevorah Zarah, Daf Memvav. Bring it up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down. Tani Tana Kamei D'Rav Sheishas. Ha'ovd G'chom Ha'ovdim Esaharim Esagavos. If Zevorah Zarah next week, you worship mountain hills, Heimutarn, the mountain hills are going to be Mutar. Va'ovdim Besayef. But those who worship them are still going to be Archayef, to be killed by the sword. Ves Hazraim V'Seirakos. If they worship the Zrayim, the grains, and the Yarkos, the vegetables, Hain Asur and the stuff are going to be Aser, Ve'ovdeim B'sayef. Those who worship them are still going to be killed with the sword. Amar Lei, the Amar Lachmani. Who told you this? Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Bar Yehudahi. Yosef Bar Yehuda. Amar Ilan Shenetolu, Sof Avdu, Avadu Aser. A tree that was planted, you didn't have in mind. That's for Avodah Zarah. But then afterwards, worshipped it, it's going to be Aser. That's why he says, we have these grains and the vegetables, even though they weren't planted with the right intent for Avodah Zarah, they become Aser through being worshipped. Who says that's what we're talking about? Why don't we just assume that this is talking about the ones that were planted for Avodah Zarah, and then we could say the price is even going according to the Rabbanan. Right? Rabbanan said that if it's planted not for Avodah Zarah later on, it's not going to become Avodah Zarah. But here, let's say that it is talking about where it's planted for Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's even going to him. You wouldn't have thought that. The Ketani Dumi Dahar, because when it says the grains and the vegetables together with the mountain, it's implying that they're similar to the mountain. Mahar Shalom Natom, it's Chilakach. The mountain wasn't planted in the first place for that. Afainami Shalom Natom, it's Chilakach. So, do this also is not something that was planted in Lechatchila for that particular purpose. Yesil asked it once it was worshipped, therefore it must be going like Rav Yossi, but Rav Yehuda. Yetmar Avne Harshani Daldilu. What about stones from that mountain that's separated from the mountain? Rashi's Ne'ku Me'alein, V'hashta V'yishtachavav Akum Lehem. They were separated from the mountain, these big boulders, the boulders, rocks, and then the Avodah Zarah, and it goes and he bows down to them. B'nei Eloi, B'nei Eloi, B'nei Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Yochanan, Chanam Arsuris, one says that they're going to be Asabana, V'chanam Rabbi Tarsal, one says no, they're Mutabana. My time to Domer Mutaris, why do I want to say they're going to be Mutar? Kars, like the mountain. Mahar, Shane, both Tfisas Yad Adam, just like the mountain. It's not affected by the hand of the man. In other words, it wasn't planted for, you're not planting it, it's there from Hashem. Mutar means Mutar after being worshipped. Havhani, Shane, both Tfisas Yad Adam, this too doesn't have Tfisas Bine Adam. Therefore, Mutar should be remain Mutar. It's more of a Malahar, Shane, Mechobar. But the mountain, it's Mechobar, and that's why something is going to be also, but the stones are not. The behemoth duchef. No, animal will disprove that part. That but it's attached to the ground and not attached to the ground. It doesn't matter. An animal is clearly not attached to the ground, and it's mutter after the animal gets worshipped. Rashi says she'enu mechuber. An animal is not mechuber to the ground. And im kozev ve'enu neseres v'shtachavia. It doesn't end up becoming usher when it is bowed down to. It's when it says it's usher, the Torah says it's usher, it's when it's worshipped for on high. The siv min abakar, below kolba abakar. Lotzi nevad b'perek shor shenagach. The cloud, the lehediot shari, the ila hediot usher, it's only for hediot, it's going to be mutter, only to be brought as a carbon is a problem. The E lehedyot aser lamali kra legavo. Why don't you need to post something about gavo? Ha mim mashke Yisrael k'sev min amuter li Yisrael. So behema knocks it off, even though it's not attached. Yet you worship, it's still not going to be kam aser. Frek the Gemara. What do you mean you can't compare it to an animal? Malah behema shekim balas chayim. This is the bal chay. Stones are not physical, you know, live things. So maybe the fact that it's a living thing over here, that's the reason why it's going to remain mutter even after it gets worshipped. Says Gemara, Har Yuchiach. No, mountain will knock that off. Because it remains mutter even after being worshipped, even though it's not animate. V'chazer din, lo rizek. Batzad shava shabahan, she'ein batfisa siyad, yidei adam, it isn't batfisa of man-made, it's not man-made, umutin, yet it's going to be mut after it was worshipped. Af kol she'ein batfisa siyad, tfisa siyadei adam, it's going to be mutter, umutter. So even there, even the broken off rocks are going to remain mutter. So it's going to be mal atzad shava shabah, you can find another atzad shava, she'ein lo nishtanim b'yosan, both of them haven't changed from their original state. The mountain stays as it was. The animal stays as it was, but the rock is no longer in its original state. It's separated from it. It's different. Let's learn it out that the rocks that are not connected to the mountain anymore, let's learn out from a animal that has a mum. Rashi says the ein aseres nami mishtach, well, it doesn't become like us when it get, if it gets bowed down to, and mehar, and from a mountain also. Right, so we can learn now that what? A animal that has a mum is not in its original state, and they're also not bidei adam. What's the lashon there? It's not tfisas yidei adam. And neither is the mountain, so we can learn out that anything that's not affected by a person, like a rock also, is going to remain mutter after being worshipped. V'inami, another answer, we can learn out this rock's being not connected anymore from a behemotama, an animal that doesn't have a mum, and from a withered tree. Here also, the only thing is that they have in common over here is both of them are not affected by a person, and therefore the stones also can compare to them as well. Even though a withered tree is not in its original state, it's going to remain mutter when it's worshipped. So the same idea in terms of the rock as well. And the one that says it's asar, lahachik siv shakitz tishakitzenu v'sayiv tisavenu. That's why it says you shall surely loathe it and you shall surely abhor it. It's coming to teach that even though it can come out from Medina, from logic, you know, you pull an analogy here that something is mutter in reference to Avodah Zarah, lotasa, you actually can't learn it out. This pasuk comes to tell you against that. Don't draw out this analogy of here, but rather come out to say that this is something which is going to be aser. It makes sense to say, let's say that the sons of Rav Chiya are the ones who matir it. The boy Chizkiya, because Chizkiya, who was one of Rav Chiya's children, asked the following question. Zokav beitzel ishtachav oslamav. If someone stood an egg upright in order to bow down to it, what's going to be the din? Does the egg become aser b'hana? Kasaka daitach ishtachav oslamav ishtachav Allah. That one who not only stood the egg up in order to bow down to it, but he actually did bow down to it, v'kami b'yilei, and Chizki was asking, hi, z'kifsa i'ave maisa, does the fact that you stand up the egg like that, is that considered a maisa? I lo ave maisa, it's not considered a maisa. Therefore, it should be considered affected by man. Of a lozaka, but if you didn't stand up lomitzer, then it wouldn't be aser. Shema mina, b'nei Rabbi Chiya, the shayim must be aser. B'nei Rabbi Chiya, the ones say that it's actually mutter. Right, because the egg is just like the stone. Okay, now, says Gemara, lo, not a good raya. Li'ol amim elcha, we could say, b'nei Rabbi Chiya, the asri. It's the sons of Rabbi Chiya who asered the stones. V'yishtachav Allah, af al gav, the lozakaf asura. And we would also say that the person did bow down to the egg, even if he did not stand it upright, it would also be aser. What are we dealing with? Where he stood the egg upright in order to bow to it, but didn't actually bow down to it. And according to who is the question? Asura. If in Avodah Zarah of a yid becomes aser immediately, the once it's prepared or made for Avodah Zarah, even before it's actually worshipped, asura, then the egg should also be aser immediately. Ilaman da amar, according to one says, Achateh, but no, only in Avodah Zarah of a yid, it's not going to be aser until it's actually worshipped. Then hailo polcha, this egg should certainly be mutter because it wasn't yet worshipped. So either way, why would Chizkiya have any suffix to what it is? What the status is? Lo tzricha, going to zaka beitzel shtachav. You stood up to bow to it. Lo shtachav, he didn't bow to it. Uba over kachav shtachav, and then Avodah Zarah came along, and he actually came and bowed down to it. Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yisrael shazakav lebeis Levina, Shazak of Levina, Lishtach Vosla. If a Jew stood up a brick, you know, in an upright position in order to go down to it, what if a Chum, Lishtach, when a guy came and bowed down to it, Asura is going to be Asur. For coming by late, the Chizu was asking, Levina, who the Minkur is a Kifasa, a brick that when it's standing up, it's clearly standing up. It makes sense. You can see it clearly, it's standing up. Albeit Salo, but it's not so recognizable. Odelma Loshna, therefore it wouldn't be Asur. Though there's no difference between the brick and the egg, Teku. The Gemara leaves that as a question. One of the things we had mentioned was that if worship, in animals worship, it can't be brought as a carbon. It can be used for regular use, but it can't be used in its carbon. We're going to see a bunch of questions right now. The Gemara is going to start off with the question if this is also true when it comes to a worshiped mountain or anything else that's connected to the ground. What's the difference with the avanov? Can it be used for the mizbeach or not? Beep, turn the page. Mem vav amud bais. Yesh neved b'mechubba etzel gava, or ein neved b'mechubba etzel gava. Is there such a thing as something being worshipped that's going to disqualify it in reference to the gava or not? If you want to say that there is such a thing like that, if it's going to answer it, then the question would be whether the things needed for the preparation for a carbon are treated with the same chumrah as the offering, as the carbon itself or not. Amarava Kavachomer. Uma Esnan Shemutar Batal Shahedyot. Esnan is when a person uses money to pay a zona. That money, which is mutter for ordinary use, even if it's detached from the ground. The Torah says that, right, so Ba'asir B'machubar L'Gavah, nevertheless, is going to be Asir for Gavah, for the Beis HaMikdash. Even if it's attached, tichsev ki lo savi esnan zona mechir kalif, lo shal talosh lo shal mechubar, doesn't make a difference with talosh mechubar. Neva, the sha'aser betalosh lehedyot, enu din sha'aser mechubar gava, then we could say that something that was worshipped, which is aser for ordinary use if it's detached on the ground, enu din sha'aser mechubar gava, then shouldn't, isn't it a kavachomer, that it's going to be aser even if it's attached, if it's done for gava? So the Gemara, but amar leiruv huna v'reidurav shu l'rava, Ochilof, maybe we can say the opposite. Uma neva desha aser betalush. If you have something that's worshipped, that's aser betalush etzel hedyot, that's going to be aser if it's talush for a hedyot. Mutter b'mechubar l'gavah, but it's going to be mutter for a gavah, if it's a mechubar, shenem ha'posik says, Elohim alahar v'lohar v'loheim, like we saw in the past couple of days. There are gods on their mountains, which is saying, I'm just telling you the mashmos is, that's going to be the problem. Their mountain are not their gods. Lo shal hedyot v'lo shal l'gavah, and that there's no difference between this, whether it's hedyot or gavah. Eston shemutter b'tal shal hedyot. So therefore we can say that the eston, the money it's used, the payazona, which is mutter for ordinary use, even if it's attached in the ground, and it didn't show mutter mechubar l'gavah, then of course it's going to be mutter when it's mechubar l'gavah. Okay, and now, ve'im yishom beis Hashem elokecha, if you want to say, hold on a second, but Pasuk says, the house of Hashem, your God, right, the word house literally means, first of the beis HaMikdash, the Torah could have left out this word, and it could have said, you shall not bring esnan zona to Hashem, your God. Therefore, available to be explained as describing the object paid to the zona. If you understand it like that, then the pasuk says you shall not bring a esnan zona, right? Which is a house to Hashem your God. This would mean that if a zona is given an object attached to the ground, like a house, it can't be consecrated for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Back to the Gemara, Avim Yishol Beis Hashem Elokecha, Mibaylech HaNetanya, no, we can say back that we need this pasuk for that which is on the Baisa. Beis HaMashem Elokecha, Prat Lepar, Shein HaBa Labayis. This is the house of Hashem your God, excluding the Parah Aduma, which doesn't enter the house of God. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, this is the word of the answer, Rashi Shechitasa Bahar HaZesim, Chsev V'Hotzi Yosel Mechut Samachara, it never actually goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Chachamim L'Sil Rabba says HaRikuyim, the words in the Pasuk, the house of Hashem God, is including the beaten plates of gold that decorated the walls of the Kodesh HaKedashim. Amalei, now wherever comes the defendant Kavachomer, Ana Kamino Lachomer. I am going to say this Kavachomer, it's going to lead to a Chomer. V'atamad L'Kula, you're coming to say it, and you're bringing it to me as a kula, right? In other words, I'm expressing kavah chomer that's bringing to a chomer. The result of Rava's kavah chomer is that it's something that was neva, that was worshipped, while it's attached to the ground, is not going to be able to be brought as a karban. And you're coming to do the kula. Rav Huna's kavah chomer is bringing it to the esten zona that was attached to the ground. It's going to be mutter for a karban. Kula v'chomra l'chomra parchinan. When you have a choice between a kavah chomer that's going to bring out a kula and one's going to be the chomra, when you apply the kavah chomer, it's going to lead to the chomra. Right? And I said it's like for the chomra. Therefore, it's like, oh, I say over here that an object that was worshipped while it's attached to the ground is not going to be brought as a carbon. Whenever you have a situation of a kula and a chumra, we don't apply the kal v'chumra. It's going to bring to the kula. V'ha azah the pesach. Aye, but we have azah by pesach. Rashi says, what's that? Tamei meis shechal shvi shel olios v'shabbos be'erev pesach. If it comes out in Shabbos, Erev Pesach, the seventh day of it, the pligi of Elazar be kivus. Machlok is seen the two of them. If Elazar suffer luchumra, avakom mechayiv lelegavra. If Elazar is going to be more machmir, is mechayiv the person to bring the carbon Pesach. Right? He allows you to sprinkle in that case of day seven, and then the person is chayiv to bring the carbon Pesach. If Elazar is learning this out from the kal v'chomer, that since the act of shechting an animal, which is doraisa, can't do it on Shabbos or Sefer Deraisa, but can be done for the Korban Pesach, then the Hazah, which is banned only by the Rabbanon, should certainly be mutter for that sort of thing. V'Rabbi Akiva, Lekula Patra, he's going to be more make and exempt the person from bringing the Korban Pesach. The Kapar Chabi Akiva, and we come and say, Kasha, Ditanawan. Sorry, V'Kapar Chabi Akiva, Lekula. And in this Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva is doing a Kavah Chomer, is bringing to a Kula. Again, so we just said, the time we're looking at the Mishnah coming up. Hayishiv Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said back to Elazar's Kavah Chomer that the heter of sprinkling can be learned out from the heter of Shechita. Ochilav, maybe it's the opposite. Ma'azah, just like sprinkling, she mishum shavuos sits in a seder abanan, even dochel Shabbos, not dochel Shabbos, and shechit she darais lokol shekin. Of course, that can be dochel Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva brings out this concept that it's actually we go according to the kula, it ends up being a kula and not a chomer, like we said a second ago. So the Gemara says that's not a raya over here. Nah, don't try to bring a raya. Hasam Rilezer Gemari. In that case, Rilezer was taught. He actually taught Rabbi Akiva that spritzing is usher in Shabbos, even for the sake of allowing someone to make a Korban Pesach. V'yakar le Talmuda. Rilezer forgot his own din, and unaware of his din, Rilezer then learned in the Kavah Chomer that it's going to be mutter. V'asar Rabbi Akiva lat kurim. Rabbi Akiva came along to remind him what he had already taught him, that this Kavah Chomer, based on this idea, is going to be usher. V'hanu da'amar le. That's what we understand. This understanding of Rabbi Akiva is clear from that which Rabbi Eliezer, what he said to Rabbi Eliezer after he tried to, his attempt to remind Rabbi Eliezer didn't work out. He says, Rabbi, al tachbi reini v'shas ha-din, don't deny at the time of din between us that something that you taught me. Kach mekubal anim v'mchal, and from you, azah shvus v'nadochas v'shabbos. Is a shvus and it's not Tochu Shabbos. So we see Rabbi Akiva really learned the Isser from Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva's Kavah Chomer was only as they used to remind Eliezer of his previous teaching and not a serious type of learning over here. If we can't learn out from here that the Kula, the Chomer, you go the Kula, but rather, like we said originally, goes the Chomer, this wasn't a Raya. This is just to remind his Rabbi what he had said. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.